Welcome to Giovanni's Cafe. I'll show you our plot. Geoffrey is Yohei. Teresa and Doroshi is Mio Sakai. Giovanni is Ippei. We hope you enjoy our play. From now, we are going to play. Please enjoy our play.Well, here we are in Roma, the sun is shining. We haven't got care in the world.
Roma is so beautiful.
And it's such a beautiful day.
This square looks shining.
And it's so nice sitting here with you, no trains to catch.
No telephones to answer.
No boring business people to talk to. Do you know, this is the first holiday we've had for 5 years.Since we were married.
And this is our first visit to Roma too. It's like a second honeymoon.
Yes, and now we are long together with all the time in the world.
Yes.
Just you and me and romantic Roma.
Yes.Excuse me, do you speak English?
Yes.
May I sit here?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, just a minute. It's Geoffrey. Geoffrey Barton.
Good. God, Teresa, Rickington.
Geoffrey, darling, how lovely to see you.It's been so long since we...
Teresa, this is my wife, Dorothy.
Oh, your wife? Dragged me too. So you know, Geoffrey, do you? Oh yes, Geoffrey and I are old friends, aren't we, Geoffrey?
No, yes. What are you doing in Roma, Teresa?
You're old friends.Are you? Yes, I've known Geoffrey for years and years, since we are both young and innocent.
Goodness me, look at that remarkable statue.
Geoffrey, tell me, Miss Pilgrimton, what exactly do you mean by young and innocent? Well, darling, before Geoffrey met me, he was just an innocent boy.
Yes.We met at kindergarten.
Geoffrey, you know, that's not what I mean. Well, what exactly do you mean?
Good Lord, look at that magnificent telephone box.
Geoffrey!
Well, you don't see telephone boxes like that in England, do you?
Oh, Geoffrey!Before he met me, his wife was so boring. He was a student at an awful college in the mountains, and he hated every minute of it. But Geoffrey, you told me you loved that college in the mountains. Yes, that's because he met me there. What, at the college? No, in the mountains.
Yeah, Dorothy.I think we'd better go. The Colosseum closes at 6 o'clock. You know?
Sit down, Geoffrey. It's only 11:30. Yes, I remember the day so well. The day that we met. The mountains were so beautiful. The sky was so blue. And Geoffrey was so green, I suppose.Green? What do you mean? Green? Young and innocent, just the way you like them, I suppose. Well, really. Excuse me. Goodbye, Geoffrey. Delighted to have met you, Mrs. Barton.
Teresa.
Goodbye, Geoffrey.
Oh dear.
So before you met her, you were just an innocent boy. You told me I was the first woman in your life, and I believed you. And I've been so honest with you.
Yes, Dorothy.
I've told you everything.
Yes, Dorothy, I know. I was the first man in your life.
The first and only man, Geoffrey.
Oh, waiter, I'll have a martini, please.
Sure, sir. And for you, madam? Oh, it's Dorothy.
Giovanni.
Hey, that's you, Dorothy.
Giovanni.
Dorothy, it's great to see you again.
Dorothy, have you met this man before?
Well, Geoffrey.
It must be 5 years.
Six, Giovanni, six.
And now you come back to Roma.
Come back? What's he talking about?
Well, Geoffrey.
Come with me, Dorothy. We've got so much to talk about.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, Geoffrey.
Dorothy. Dorothy. Dorothy.